back in the wind column.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was good. I thought, obviously, I thought the first 2 periods, I thought it was a heck of a hockey game. Both teams were skating, and I think both teams were playing pretty well. There was a lot of intensity and all that. And we sort of opened the door up first shift and then took a few unnecessary penalties. Good response by the group, hanging in there. Got it done, and then obviously, I thought it was poetic justice, if you will. But you had a couple of big penalty kills right after they scored and got her tied up, close to tied up, and got a couple saves, and the guys are doing a lot of leg work on the penalty kill. Beeks gets a goal off their regroup, a little bit of a bad change by them, and sort of gave us some breathing room again.
After the Anaheim and LA game, you had kind of mentioned that your top guys have maybe been outplayed on the score sheet by your team's top guys.
Yeah.
You got the production from.
Yeah. No, we sort of went head to head, and they responded. I knew they would. I think they just had I trust this group. And they responded, and we had some really strong performances. Backy's line was real strong. Kuzi's line was good. I thought the Beagle's line was good. Lars's line was chopped up because of the just trying to get the things back in order. So they didn't get much time, but Lars did a really good job on the penalty kill and moved up into a checking role for a while there.
Should you like to see Wilson standing up there?
Absolutely. I will take those all day long. We thought it was a little bit of a high hit, and especially when you're more respected guys on your team. I think that says a lot about Brooks as a leader and what he means to everybody. But anytime that guys step in for each other, I think guys really respect that. We'll kill those off. Guys on the bench will rally around that.
You scored first in 2 of the 3 goals out west, but the difference tonight is you're able to add to that lead. It's been
a while. Yeah. Going into it, I knew that this was a tough turnaround for us. We had this is really 4-6 with travel both ways. It almost was a little bit of a road game for us. So I thought the guys responded really well. They had good focus. I thought our intensity and our commitment in a lot of areas was really high. I like the fact that our D were being a little more active. I think that helped the offense. And first period we came out, I thought we had a real good first. Had some really good looks. Put one off, like off the crossbar. I thought we came out really well. And the second period is really I think Minnesota's strength. We talked about that after the first, that they, let's make sure that they don't jump all over us. Let's play quick. I thought second period were real strong. So,
after all the talk about Ovechkin not scoring, was there a relief to see him kind of get that out of the way?
Yeah, it is. I think, there, a lot is made of him not scoring last little while, but I'll tell you what, he's playing pretty good hockey. I mean, he's skating really well. He's becoming a force again. And when he's becoming a force, then those goals are going to come. So he's doing a lot of good things right now. I don't think he needs to change anything. Just he's got to get find the back of the net, and then you'll see. Ovi, he might get 20 in the next 10 games. That's what he's capable of. But he's playing good hockey. Unfortunately, we've taken a lot of penalties here, and it does cut into a little bit of the rhythm. But I like that he's staying positive and playing really well. Because a lot of times when you're not scoring, especially a goal scorer, you start to cheat. He's not, and that's I have a lot of respect for that. He's just maintaining a real even keel and working his butt off.
Which you mentioned something after the game in Anaheim about maybe there wasn't enough the right focus on the trip. Did you see a difference?
I think we're just more commitment. You're running into teams that are more committed because they're desperate, they're urgent. Now we're in that position, and you saw our mental psyche changes a little bit too. Now we're in a battle, and I think that's going to be great for us.
Can you touch on the penalties that you touch on the penalties. He gave up 7 power plays.
Yeah, well, I got to watch what I say. we took too many. We got to cut that down. But I thought most games that would have been down. So,
with Schmidt scoring that goal, do you have kind of an interesting decision with what you do on defense?
Yeah, I thought Nate's come in and played very, very well. His ability to get up ice, his ability to skate, he's done a really good job. So, yeah, we do have a little bit of an interesting scenario here. So that's good. He stepped in and is making our decisions tougher. So I think that's a outstanding thing.
So you would consider keeping him in even with Shattenkirk coming back?
Yeah, but I think we're going to have to get Shattenkirk in. So there's no question. I'm not going to keep him out. We got to get him playing the way we need him to play. And he's had a couple days off here.
Almost slipped up there.
Hmm?
So you almost slipped up there.
No, I didn't slip up. No, he's going in next game.
That's all I meant.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Almost said shit.